It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
It's the Morning Rush.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning.
Friday.
It's a payday Friday.
Payday Friday. Munti kang mag-payday Friday.
It is payday Friday, March 15 today. Oh my goodness, traffic is going to be bad.
It's going to be bad.
Sales happening all over.
You know, traffic will be bad, sales will be everywhere, but people will be happy.
I think so.
Regardless of the traffic.
As long as they have money.
As long as you got your sueldo there, I think people will be very happy.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, so,
we're excited today.
We're excited. The only clue we'll give is, you know, parang maayos ang mga itsura ng mga hosts. Parang mga nakabihis.
I know, right?
Basta. No, siguro we'll wait for Gina.
Yeah, we'll wait for Gina to announce the big thing today.
All right, but for today, we do have a top 10. We are looking for, we would like to thank Truly Citadel for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 words to win me back.
Oh, okay.
What are
okay.
the words that will bring you, what that will win you back? Say, whatever win you back means, like whether it's a romance.
Friendship gone bad.
Parents. I don't know.
Let's say a fraternity decided to oust you.
Yeah.
And they want you back. But they didn't, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Any group.
Or a former office.
Yeah.
They fired you or you resigned and now, you know.
And now they're coming crawling back.
Words to win me back. We'll double your salary. We'll triple your salary.
We'll give you whatever you want.
Diba? Something like that. Or kunyari nag-break naman kaya, words to win me back.
Here for an office that wants you back. 4-day week.
Ah, yeah.
Oh my.
Oh my gosh, you're right. So romance naman, I've quit smoking.
Oh yeah, yeah, right.
That's the reason you broke up.
Or the fantasy is, I'll treat you better.
Ah, there you go.
There.
Oh, pwedeng ano yun? Pwedeng words to win me back for Rihanna from Chris Brown.
Right, diba? Right. So whatever it is that was broken, and then they want you back, or he or she wants you back.
Wants you back.
Now tell us, set it up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the top 10 words to win me back. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag words to win me back.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hello, good morning, guys. Welcome to a Friday. Not just a Friday, a payday Friday weekend.
Friday.
Medyo
kika yung pagka-Friday.
It's a Friday.
Southern Friday.
It's a Friday. Hey, March 15 today, we've got the news, the first one today here on the show. Justin Bieber has taken all that he can and he's not taking it anymore. Thursday morning, the singer took a break from posting shirtless photos of himself on Instagram to go on a lengthy rant about the negative press he's been getting lately. You know, remember, we've covered this.
Yeah.
The best birthday ever.
Worst.
You know, I mean, worst. Worst birthday ever. Being 2 hours late to his concert.
The Portugal paparazzi thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is what he was tweeting, okay? Quote, "Everyone in my team has been telling me, keep the press happy, but I'm tired of all the countless lies in the press right now." That's what Bieber said in his tweet, and who is currently in Madrid, Spain, and seemed to be he was tweeting, okay, in Spain, and it began in the seemingly unproof posting, which he subsequently deleted.
Okay.
But he then reposted with a modified ending, saying, quote, "Saying I'm going to rehab and how my family is disappointed in me. My family is beyond proud and nothing's been said by them. And if anyone believes I need rehab, that's their own stupidity, LOL. Then he went on to toot his own horn,
saying,
I know,
this is the fun part.
I'm 19 with 5 number one albums. Ugh. 19 and I've seen the whole world. 19 and I've accomplished more than I could have ever dreamed of. I'm 19 and it must be scary to some people to think that this is just the beginning. I know my talent level and I know I got my head on straight. Unquote. Bieber then went on to insist on what a great person he is, although that hasn't exactly been exemplified in his recent behavior. He then tweets, quote, I'm a good person with a big heart, and I don't think I deserve all of this negative press. I've worked my butt off to get where I am, and my hard work doesn't stop here. I'm growing up finding myself while having people watch me and criticize me every day. I think I'm doing pretty damn good. And then he goes on to say, to those comparing me to Lindsay Lohan, look at her 2012 tax statements. Oh, that's
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, she's in trouble again. Remember,
Martin, like she doesn't have money. Is that what
she's in trouble because she needs to pay something like a $200,000.
Oh, that's mean then.
It's very mean.
It's like,
only because
how can he say he has a big heart and then say that about
Lindsay? And remember, you're kicking a girl when she's down.
She's really down.
Okay, it doesn't matter if that's a girl or not.
A person who's down.
A person who's down, and you are so beyond.
And everything that he said is true. So, I mean, what I mean is that he's rich. He's got five number one albums. He's one of the top artists in the world. So, no need to do that to somebody who's down and out.
I don't think this helped him any.
I know, right?
It's like making it worse, especially tooting your own horn. Because really, it doesn't need to be said.
You wait for others to defend you.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be said. The record stands. Five number one albums. Wherever you are, there's always a stampede, a mob. People like you. You know, you sell not just music, but nail polish.
And just look at us. Like, I don't think a day passes without a Justin Bieber news. Everyone's talking about you.
It's bad form for him.
I know.
You didn't have to say it, really. It just makes you look.
You can just tell that he's really upset.
Yeah, he's really hurt.
I think he's really hurt by what people are saying. So that it's almost as if he's convincing himself.
Yeah, that he's okay.
That he's a good guy.
The part I really didn't like was, I'm a good person with a big heart. You gotta wait for others to say that.
Yeah, it's like saying,
you can think it.
Yeah, yeah.
But wait for others to say it, especially
it's
if
like
you're being
saying,
earnest about it.
It's like saying you're humble.
Yeah, I'm so humble, okay? I'm such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Bieber. But this really happens to celebrities.
I know.
As if they fall into this bad lighting in the press, and then it's one bad publicity item after another. And he needs to recover.
Yeah. I think he needs a really long vacation.
But they won't leave him alone.
I know.
The more that, you know, they will be on him and trying to... They know that he's already on edge.
Like, you know who's really taking it surprisingly well? Rihanna.
I'm sure
she gets it all the time with the whole Chris Brown thing. But she seems to be cool. At least on Twitter.
I think it's
she doesn't rant.
I think it's because she doesn't...
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care. To an extent, it's like, look... Say what you want to say, but I'm going to live my life.
Like how many people have criticized her Instagram posts? But she keeps posting those new pictures anyway.
Right.
It's like she doesn't care.
You know what? Jada Pinkett Smith had defended Justin Bieber.
Oh, good.
On her Facebook.
Because that's her son's barkada.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? Leave him alone. He's 19. He's a good kid. He's done a lot.
Yeah.
And she thinks, like, people are just a little envious because they've done so much at such a young age.
Yeah.
So it's partly true.
It is. It's like you want to see them, well, look, he's got all that. But look, he's this, he's that.
Yeah. It's like people are waiting to see
the bad part. So that they don't feel so bad about themselves. They'll tear down somebody who they think has everything.
I know that that's true, but what he's been doing lately doesn't look good.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look good.
I can almost imagine the PR people.
I know, scrambling to how to fix this. Well, we'll see. But everybody will be sounding off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the news. The first one today here on the show. All right, we've got a huge surprise for you
guys. Yes, we do.
And this surprise led me to wear heels today.
Me too.
Actually, I was going to say.
It led me to wear heels today.
I know. I was going to say that guess which jock today in the morning, mm-hmm. you know, wore heels because of a surprise.
Because it's hard. That's hard to guess, huh? Because remember, Gina wore red heels.
I know. And we know that you have really nice legs. So, yeah, so no, but it's me.
Yeah, fine.
All right. We'll tell you what it's all about. Damn you, Del.
Damn you, Del.
Must you take this away from me? All right. We'll tell you what it's all about. We'll just wait for Gina to make the big announcement.
Yes, all right.
For now, this is The Morning Rush on this Friday. We're with you now here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
Dito na si Gino Boy.
Oh, Gino.
Because we wanted to wait until you were here.
Wala, kailangan ko pa magpa-makeup. Pa-makeup ako.
Pa-makeup, nakakainis.
Nagpakulot ako, nagpagupit ako.
So now, which Morning Rush jock wore heels today?
Who jock? Who jock?
Hoy. Please be good today.
No, by all means.
No, like,
bad. I'm in a mood.
Like, who Morning Rush jock?
Hindi pa rin eh.
Mali pa rin ba? I don't notice.
All right, well, are we announcing or should we do that while we do the top 10?
Can we just thank everyone? Hindi pa tayo nagta-top 10. Words to Win Me Back is now the top trending topic.
Oh, wow. Because I think this is a fantasy of everybody.
And I think this hits a little close to home for a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
there's always someone that you sort of wish would try to win you back.
Yeah. So thank you.
We'll do the top 10 in a little bit. We'll just take a break.
But do we announce it?
No, let's announce it before the top 10, okay?
Merong ano, may suspense factor. Hindi ko mapigilan, may guwapo.
Hindi na lang kaya. Tsaka yung, hindi ko mapigilan, may guwapo.
Tsaka talaga may guwapo.
Sobrang guwapo.
As in, kahit ako, laglag yung brief ko.
Alright, so before we
tell you. On days na nakabrief ako, kasi yung panty instantly laglag.
Alright, but before that, I bet, you know, a lot of people out there, once you know that someone guapo is around, you'll want to get fit, right?
Actually, especially with the one later.
Mm-hmm.
The one later, grabe, it's like, good grief.
Good brief. No, but that's the thing. That's why, you know, I'm really trying to, well, obviously, you know, I mean,
kaya mo yan.
Dahil pupunta ka sa mall.
No. Well, that too. Pero sabihin ko, di ba, parang, it doesn't happen overnight. You can't really rush these things. Pero there's a way to at least see results.
Attain
in 14
that.
Yeah. Days.
Attainable results in 14 days. So we're talking about the Nestle Fitness 14-day program. Basically, you replace breakfast and one other meal with a cup of Nestle Fitness.
Okay. And this goes on for 14 days.
Yeah,
30 grams. I actually started doing this yesterday because I knew that our guest today would be...
Ako rin.
So para medyo na-conscious ako, sabi ko, nako, pag nag-photo, pag nagtabi tayo, nako, delikado eh.
Oo nga.
Meanwhile, I was eating my heart out yesterday. But anyway, so 14
parang ikaw talaga yung lalaki sa tatlo.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter to me. But remember, if you are replacing breakfast...
Uy, nag-heels.
Nag-heels, nakakainis.
Ay, grabe, may ganun.
Ang landi.
May ganun laban pala.
Para paghahalikan niya ako face-to-face.
Ay!
Ang daya.
Grabe to. Di sana kung sinabi mo lang sa amin, may nag-heels din kami.
Oh, si Gino may heels.
Oh, actually, andyan siya.
Oh my gosh.
Na kaya.
Wait!
Oh, sige,
the 14-day program, remember, you take Nestle Fitness for breakfast and then replace one more other meal with it. Now, you have to be 18 to 50 years old with a body mass index of more than 25 and without medical conditions.
All right. That's true. Now, it's available in 5 delicious variants. You've got Fitness Original, Fitness Honey and Almonds, Fitness and Fruits, Fitness Clusters Banana Nut, and Fitness Clusters Almond.
Okay, and it's only 99 pesos for Fitness Original 180 grams. For more information, like them on Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/Nestle Fitness. That's with an E.ph.
Shape up your lifestyle with a Nestle Fitness 14-day program.
Summer's hottest. Summer's hottest.
If you'd like to leave a message, please wait for the beep.
RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And again,
I'm actually really glad that you're still here.
I know.
We said our goodbyes yesterday.
Stop it now. Drop it now. Drop it. Forget it. Stop it.
Why?
Nangaano ka eh.
What happened ba?
Instigator ka eh. Can we just thank everybody? Words to Win Me Back is the top trending topic in the Philippines. And The Morning Rush is at number 8. So thank you.
Cool.
Thank you guys.
It's nice.
Can we just do a couple of greetings?
Yes, please.
Just a quick happy birthday to the Hello Kitty addict, Des Cruz. Libre ka naman ng lunch. That's coming from Rene Silva. So happy birthday to you. Let's also say... See, so many people are just tweeting. Oh, kala ko ba nabangga si Chico?
Gino boy.
I'm just dropping.
No, the thing was...
I'm reading it.
I was... Remember, I told you I was hosting Trivia Night.
Yeah.
Yesterday, last night.
With...
Who was your co-host?
Co-host ka?
Parang inabandon na mo yung mga co-host mo talaga.
Oo.
Tapos parang pinagpalit mo kami.
Hoy, I texted you, ha?
Parang iniwan mo yung dark side to go to the white side.
Eh, kasi diba yesterday was...
Ang nga pala, happy white day.
Anyway, there was this table.
Notice how she quickly...
I know.
And they were like, what happened? What, is Chico okay? They were telling me, and I was like, what happened? I don't know, because I left.
Kasi ito, people were asking, thought I was dead.
Of course not.
Kasi you said RIP Chico Garcia's license.
Oh, license naman.
Pero
marami syempre, hindi nakita yung license. Lahat sila parang, what happened? Is he okay? Kasi nanan niya parang nasagasaan na bundol. So, akala na bundol talaga. Kasi, ito kasi.
Nakalagay naman license eh. How could you not see it? It was right after your name.
Pero, Gino, that's very insensitive.
Very insensitive. Sobra. So insensitive.
Here we go.
Sobrang offensive.
Alam mo, that's too much.
Alam mo, kung wala lang tayong ano, Gino boy, kung wala lang tayong guest na gwapo today, aawayin talaga kita. Kaya lang, I'm in a good mood.
Good mood.
Parang Insta.
Oy.
Good mood.
Insta good mood.
Bakit? Insta good mood niya.
Hindi ka pa ba natuto kahapon?
Ito nga eh.
Ito nga eh. Kaya
ka na naman.
Tinutokso-tokso.
Ang aking
puso. Wait. Advance happy birthday to Cherry Lou Supil as well. And a quick hello to, where was that? Wicked's Hell. Happy birthday too. That's coming from ako si Vin Sama. And did you say hi to Bern already?
No, oh, not yet.
Listening all the way from Auckland.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Why are you in Auckland?
Hello, he left Bern. Yesterday or the other day. Uh-huh. I saw his
pic. Oh, wow, thank you.
What are you doing in Auckland?
I don't know.
Sana hindi
just don't
awkward.
Be awkward in Auckland. Hindi,
here we go again.
What was I going to say? Can I just... Okay, yesterday I had a bit of a
Ox
problem.
Ox ka lang ba dyan?
I had a bit of a problem in the mall.
Yeah.
And I would like to thank this very nice lady who helped me out.
Okay.
So she's a supervisor at SM Department Store to Miss Verlin Diaz.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this over and over because I was never able to thank her.
Okay.
So I hope that whoever can hear this who knows her, please tell her I really, really appreciate it.
I want to find out what happened.
No, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing as interesting as what happened to Chico.
Okay. Ay, nako. Let me tell that story.
Stop it. Oh, teka. Let's announce it na.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, panties will fall.
Dan, dan, da, dan.
Dan, dan, da, dan.
All right, it's no big
I swear, we have to play that song the minute he walks in.
I know, we have to.
I know.
Did anybody bring what we were talking about?
You said you were going to
bring. When will I get that?
I don't know. Maybe you have one hit. Okay, we said that for our epic pick, we were going to have a veil.
Yeah, a wedding veil.
And then at the very end of it,
we must make Daniel choose one of us to be his bride.
Parang The Bachelor, yung bibigay niya yung rose.
Pero
ito ibibigay niya, wedding veil. Kasi isusuot niya yung wedding veil.
Tapos iaangat niya yung wedding veil.
Iaangat niya yung wedding veil.
Tapos you may kiss the bride. Or the groom. Pero sana the groom.
Diba? Veil.
So oh my God, pag ako pinili niya, I'm his baby veil.
Pero pag ako napili niya, panalo na ako kasi meron akong veil.
Oo nga.
You bitch.
Wow, I just said oo nga.
Chico, that's too much.
Grabe talaga.
Alam mo, that's too much.
That's too much.
That's going beyond.
Huwag nilang papatayin yung naka-veil, kasi magiging kill veil.
So why didn't you bring a veil? You said you
I don't have one. I don't.
Let's try to make one. Ayun, white naman yung galit mo. Tanggalin mo din.
Sabi ko we should.
Hindi nakabrala
ko. Yun.
Yun na nga.
Ay, unfair advantage.
Hello, Daniel.
Unfair advantage.
Tapos sabihin niya, okay.
Wow, washboard chest.
Tapos mas na-impress si Daniel sa boobs namin.
Kasi kami may cleavage.
Hashtag such is life on the morning. Alright, so he's gonna be here.
Yeah, Daniel Matsunaga a little bit later.
Look, what kind of top 10? Wala nang oras eh.
Matsunaga. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Seryoso? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Paano yan? Kahit konti lang?
Eh, ang daldal mo.
Ang daldal nyo.
Ang daldal mo. Grabe ka, Chico. That's too much.
Grabe ka, Del.
Your talking is too much.
Ang dapat pasman mo kay Gino. Grabe ka, Gino.
Then, you can't direct it.
Oh, alam mo naman to. It's very unruly.
Sige, the top 10 words to win me back. Okay, from Camila. Oh, sige na. Pinaalis ko na si Sherihil. Hindi ka na niya sasampalin.
Hindi ka na niya sasampalin.
Also, JLP or Juan Lorena Palma was saying, pag binigyan mo ulit ako ng chance, promise, matitikman mo na.
Hmm?
Yung ano, yung
luto ko.
Yung luto kong sobrang napakasarap.
Kasi chef siya, tapos dinideny niya.
Na natutunan ko sa nanay ko.
Mm-hmm.
So, cooking ng mother ko.
Nga, mm-hmm. Kaya nga. Mm-hmm. Adonis Mabangis says, okay, promise, no more biting and scratching. Ay.
But sometimes that's nice.
Sa'yo?
Oh my God!
No, you know how dogs, like, they play around. Diba?
It's always fun.
Never.
Oh, sige. Ah, I'm gonna bite you. I'm gonna scratch you.
Pero I like biting people I get eagle with.
Sige.
Si Cooper, I bite him. Play bite.
Yeah. Oh, play bite na yun. Okay. Kelly Byrne says, no more Dota.
Wow.
Yeah.
Madison Camille says, okay, I'll unfriend and unfollow all of my exes.
Yes, please.
Please.
Are you a firm believer of that?
No.
Okay. Pero bakit yes, please?
Kasi pwede naman nalang i-unfollow, pero...
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't ask anyone to do it.
Yeah.
But I would love for them to do it.
Yeah, it would be nice.
But of course, I understand. There's a friendship there. Yeah.
And there are cheaters who... don't follow their ex.
They just choose somebody else.
It's not really a bellwether as to whether they're faithful or not. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, words to win you back, we'll read more next batch, promise, comes from Ilad Villanueva.
Ilad says,
o sige na sir, balik na kayo. Promise, tutuloy na natin after the massage. Yung foot spa. Kasi humingi siya ng foot spa. Tapos parang...
Ayaw
niya.
So nalungkot yung ending niya.
Tsaka di ba parang... Sige, this time around, massage, then foot spa.
Di ba? Kasi natin. I mean, obviously, like when you're expecting a foot spa after a massage, and you don't get it, you'll be sad.
Yeah, parang, you'll be so disappointed.
It doesn't feel like it's complete.
So di ba yung tapos, sir, tapos na yung massage.
Happiness hasn't come to you yet.
Yeah. Ayon. Yung sir, tapos na yung massage. Umpisahan na ba natin, sir?
Para kayong hindi natuto, no?
And there you go. The top 10 words to win me back. Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag words to win me back.
Hey, can we be FBFs? You mean BFFs, right? I mean FBFs, like Facebook friends. Oh.
Shout it!
Feeling left out? Don't be. Facebook.com/RX931.
Hottest on radio.
One of us hottest on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931.
Yeah!
All right, we'll just do a couple of greetings. Let's say hello to a bunch of people who are tuned in. Let's say hello to ako si Vin Sama, who's just saying happy birthday once again to Wicked. Wicked's Hell. Hello as well to Tin, to Press, to Nika, to Chen, and to Julie La Jazz, Grace, Che, KJ, Nads, Tintin, Rochelle, Tenten, Gibbet, and Loey. That's coming from M. Ziddle. And a happy birthday to Kimberly Madge. And thank you to Lara Bautista. That's coming from LS Dominique. And Dan Too Easy to See, just saying hello to the to Familia Batalla. You guys know who you are. Good morning. And last one for now. Quick hello to Cherry Lou Supil. That's coming from Jegrichi.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush.
Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Truly Citadel for suggesting this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And can we just thank everybody? Words to Win Me Back is the top trending topic in the Philippines, and The Morning Rush is also trending.
Thank you.
Hey, also advanced happy birthday to Chen Yang and to Chen Nong tomorrow.
Oh, the two Chens.
Yeah, and hindi sila nag-usap ng Twitter handle, talaga? According to O De La Ho.
Cute naman.
All right, here we go. The top 10 words to win me back. Let us start off with Kuya Maui. Kuya Maui was saying, sige na, come back. Hindi na ako kukuha ng mga sexing yaya. Machong driver na lang. Para fair.
Tapos
para
bumalik, fair, no?
Tapos bumalik nga, no? And also, Jagger G says, huwag ka na mag-work. Ako nang bahala. Kaya kitang buhayin. Pati ang family mo.
Oh my gosh. I mean, those are the words I want to hear.
Diba?
Yeah. Don't have to work.
Yeah. No, pero... Pero may, really
twist,
want that?
Pero may twist to, ha?
No.
Kasi pwedeng family na... Ako, I can see it two ways.
What?
Family as in like your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sister. Eh, what if family as in asawa mo, mga anak mo?
Ano ba? Bakit niya bubuhayin yung asawa mo?
Maybe he wants...
If a benefactor.
Uh-oh.
Pwedeng ganun eh. Hindi, di ba? Like yung...
No, the way I see it naman kasi is... I wouldn't want that also. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I still want independence. Yeah. Like, I feel like parang binibili lang ako. Gets.
Pero parang, ganun na.
No, but for me, yung the part na you don't have to work.
Yeah.
We talked about this. I talked about this with my best friend. She said, it's not like we don't want to work.
But it's the thought.
We want the choice.
The choice.
That should you want not to?
Pwede.
Pwede.
Sa bagay, no, kung mga co-host mo katulad ninyo, gusto ko talaga ng option na hindi na ako magtatrabaho.
Hindi rin ako pwede mag-quit kasi mamimiss nyo akong dalawa.
At saka, I need to keep Gino in line.
What? What?
I need to make sure. Kasi parang kumbaga sa
he gets out of hand.
Alam mo sa Boracay, 'di ba pag yung habagat, naglalagay sila ng mga yung mga bamboo na pangharang ng hangin.
Yeah.
'Yun ako 'yun. Kailangan harangan kasi Gino.
Tapos ako naman hindi pwede mawala kasi alam mo naman 'to, pag tumatawid, he needs someone to hold his hand.
Oh, true.
'Di ba delikado? He's getting old na kasi, saka, so medyo hindi niya na nakikita yung mga oncoming cars.
At saka lalo na yung ano, lalo na si Del yung hinihila ko sa gitna ng Camilo says, oh, sige na, balik ka na. Eto, meron na akong piling ng saging.
Unggoy?
Unggoy lang ang peg. Isa pa from Camilo. Del, come back. I'm 3 shades lighter na.
You know, it's funny, no? Like, ako, I help you cross the street.
Yeah.
You are the bamboo that contains me. Si Del kasi minsan masyado siyang yin. So, kailangan niya ng mga yang.
Yeah, kami yung yang.
Really, Gino? Yang ba ang kailangan?
I think kasi naman, your life is a little too white. We are the darkness.
Thing?
Pretty yang.
Pretty yang thing.
Pretty yang thing.
I think kanta ng fun, we are yang.
We are yang.
We... Forever yang.
But we're the yang gans.
The yang.
Yang gans.
I hate it so much.
Yang gans. Mad Mutt Mark says, boy toy to ex-Becky benefactor. Hindi na ako masisilaw sa binibigay na load ng iba. And Ilad Villanueva says, bumalik ka na dito sa office, hindi na nagbabuffer. Wala na yung buffer.
Si Chico balik na, oh.
Mabilis na ang internet namin. Adonis Mabangis says, I'm now fair.
Down there.
Ilad Villanueva says, sige na sir, papayag na akong ma-interview sa Black Couch.
What is this Black Couch you speak of?
Yung ano, mag-audition na siya. Kasi parang ano siya eh.
Sorry. Ula says, her husband said that Del needs a Yankee.
A Yankee! Tama, dapat yin tayo.
Oh, Yankee doodle.
Diba? For sure.
Ron, we're banning you here, okay? You can't get your book.
Oh, sige, we'll be yin na lang.
The Yang.
The Yang.
The Yankee. Yankee Doodle went to town, writhing on a
writhing
on a phony
or someone, yeah,
because it's fake shit.
on a phony.
What's that in? Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. Are those real lyrics? Or Sesame Street lang.
Alam mo, I don't. I have no
Yankee
idea.
Doodle.
Because it's Sesame Street.
Say it again.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a phone.
Jack and Jill yun eh. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown and Jill came tumbling after.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a phony, stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown and Jill came tumbling after.
Del fell in love with a...
Bed on loud. Kaya tumigil na kayo.
The love's right and...
Del and Yankee went to town.
Riding on a...
But you know what?
What?
He actually owns a horse.
Whoa!
Yeah, he owns
a horse. He's a cowboy.
Oh my gosh, naging Southern Del ka talaga.
I know, right?
I'm now. This is my fight.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I'm bound to sing country songs.
Ganun ba yun? O sige.
I can't believe you.
From now on, I'm in Brazilian.
If why? That's
like... Sa guess natin.
Eh, paano kung ano ako? Nagdomore ka to, I am Japanese.
Ay, no. Kasi he's
Japanese.
Half Brazilian.
I'm Japanese.
You're the panese.
I put the panese in the Japanese. Japanese.
Ay, no.
Hey, quick happy anniversary to the Erotic Cryptic Society of Delamar.
Wow.
That's coming from you.
You've been
happy
a year
anniversary.
Old?
I know.
Happy anniversary to your group, Del.
Good job.
And also,
grabe sunod-sunod yung mga holidays ni Del, no? Happy
diba?
White Day.
That guy Mark X says, "Han, balik ka na. Nag-promise na si Mama, hindi na siya makikialam sa atin." And the top words to win me back comes from OMGN.
OMGN says,
ito yung nagalit yung customer kasi the last time siya kumain doon, nakahanap siya ng buhok. Di ba? Parang deal breaker yun. Parang okay. Nakakawalang gana pag may buhok.
Ay, nako, Gino.
Wala pa!
Kapit-bisig tayo, Gino.
Wala.
Hold my hand.
Bakit ba ganito yan?
Hindi,
alam mo
yung
tinatawid
wala.
Mo na maayos eh.
No, promise wala. Promise. OMGN says, he's trying to win back the customer. Sir, balik na po kayo dito sa restaurant namin. Yung pong pagkain namin ngayon, may kasama ng suklay.
Okay, not so bad
kayo. Sobra kayo eh.
Not so bad.
Yung parang dahil may buhok lagi yung mga pagkain namin. Meron na pong libreng suklay.
Masaya na kayo.
Expect mo yan ng mga 9 o'clock. Diyan yan mag-ano.
Pero sana,
dangerous
tapusin
crossing.
Mo naman tong show natin. Oo
nga.
You might as well. Now that we know that Daniel Matsunaga's coming.
Saka may book signing pa tayo bukas.
Ay, oo nga.
Which you have to check out, by the way. It's in Glorieta. National Bookstore Glorieta.
Who do you think Daniel will ask out on a date?
Let's ask
among,
him later.
Among the three of us.
Mia.
No.
Dan!
What's that?
Daniel.
Ay, nako. Dan and Yel.
Ay, nako.
Oh, wow. That's a whole new low.
You know, my headache disappeared this morning. It's back.
Dan! Daniel.
Ay, nako.
Tapos macho siya.
Machunaga.
Oh, diba?
Siguro taga-naga siya.
Okay, so anyway. Ano mas ba siya dadating? Huh? I'll powder my nose.
Malaking area yun, ha?
Oh, sama! Grabe.
Look at his face.
Tayo'y mga Pinoy.
Biglang kumanta na
tayo'y mga dapat may fist in the air. Tayo'y mga Pinoy. Tayo'y hindi Delmar's peeps.
You know what?
Kang mahi- what?
My mom used to say that dapat daw ang face ng tao yung nose is the mountain.
Uh-oh.
Pero sa ibang tao flatlands.
Plateau.
Alam nyo, yung ilong ko, hindi naman siya flat. Hindi siya
pangulo.
Bulbous.
Medyo
Bulbous. Bulbous.
I was going to say, medyo, kumbaga sa Pokemon,
Bilugan.
Siya si Bulbasaur.
Si Bulbasaur.
At saka yung, hindi, maganda naman siya, may katabaan lang.
Parang si hey. G. Ay.
We gotta take this break, guys. We'll be right back.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 3.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
What?
Can we introduce him?
I'm sure you want to start already.
Can introduce him now?
Wait, which mic is he on? We'll need the tech. Four? Okay, okay.
Let's see.
All right, so I don't know if he was tuned in while he was on his way here, but I'm really ashamed of the things we've said.
Yes, I heard. As very well you should be.
I had nothing to do with it. No, but we did say that when he comes into the booth, we would have a number for him.
You weren't here when he entered the booth.
I'm sorry, I was doing work.
You left me all alone.
Whatever, that's what you wanted.
No, without a chaperone.
he's not the another. He's a proper girl.
He's a proper girl.
I didn't have my wingman.
Wait, so what are we gonna do? Are we gonna sing it for him?
Okay. No, let's introduce him first.
Let's reenact it. Kunwari na lang.
Kunyara,
pretend he's not here.
So pretend he's not here and pretend he's just walking into the booth. It's hard to pretend he's not here.
So here he is, okay? He's walking in the booth and then he's about to open the door.
Hello. Good morning.
Dan dan da dan 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 da dan 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 da dan dan da dan dan da dan.
Yel Matsunaga.
Hello, Daniel
Matsunaga.
Good
morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Rush.
This is a dream come true for the Kikay Barkada.
Thank you for coming over.
Yes, thank you for having me here.
Of course. And you know, according to Daniel, he had to skip training.
My training.
Oh. Wow.
You know, he's
okay. Wait, training for? Is it football?
Soccer. Yes, we have training every day from Monday to Sunday.
Where is this training?
He's gonna stalk you.
Do you allow visitors?
No, but where do you train?
We do training in the fort.
Right
beside Mercato.
Yeah. BGC Turf.
That's what it's called. You sound so Japanese. I didn't. No, sorry.
Thank you.
It's
a good thing.
Is it a good thing?
It's a good thing.
No, because I always thought, I don't know, I imagined that you sounded different, but you sounded, actually, you look like an anime.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brazilian Japanese.
Can you say I love you? Look at my eyes.
Mahal kita.
No, but that's the thing. Thank you. I mean, like, you is that, wait, so that's early morning, right?
Yeah, early morning. Six to nine.
I still have 10 leaves left.
He's gonna take a leave from work just to watch you guys play
the next day. Your training is every day?
Every day, yes.
Every day. The Kika is take a leave. Tapos the fans will be like holding on.
Or maybe we can just do a remote broadcast and like broadcast from there.
And then we have popcorn.
There's a play by the players are taking off their shirts because it's after the game.
Okay, you know, I was asking Daniel earlier that if he understood Tagalog.
Do you understand?
Pwede. 70%.
So, because you know, like a lot of our entries for the top 10 are in Tagalog. So I just wanted to know if he can understand them.
Right.
Why do you sound so high-pitched, Chico? Why do you sound so flustered?
No, because there's a lot of things that we want to ask Daniel.
That's true.
We want to be,
we want to be thorough.
But do you also speak and understand like Japanese and Portuguese?
Portuguese, Spanish.
What about Japanese?
Japanese, not so much.
He's
originally...
I was born in Portuguese.
I was born in Portuguese.
No, I'm actually...
Right off the bat, we know something's wrong with him, right? Did you know that?
I'm
walking into this room, you already know he's the craziest one.
I'm actually, Pilizilian.
Filipino-Brazilian.
I'm a Brapanese, you're Pinizilian.
I'm Pinizilian.
Please, Daniel. Maybe that's why they never came up with that combination.
Not Pinizilian.
Pwede naman kasing Bra Pinoy. Bra Pinoy.
Parang Pinizilian.
Kasi parang Pinizilian.
Parang Pinizilian. Parang Pinizilian, like the medicine.
Right.
And it doesn't sound like anything else at all.
No, nothing at all. It's safe. Okay. So today, Daniel, we're actually doing the top 10 words to win me back. Okay. So thank you to everyone for making words to win me back the top trending topic in the Philippines.
Well,
thank you.
We definitely understand that this is a fantasy.
Yeah.
Right.
There are people or groups of people that have probably, you know, left you, but you want
them to win you back.
Yeah. For them to regret.
Ever leaving you
and then say, you know what, I'll do anything to get you back.
All right. Parang how Del feels about Chico. and your 90s love team.
Ay, nako.
Di na bebenta
yan. Di na, no? It's too late.
So here we're here with Dan Dan.
Why is it Dan Dan on your Instagram?
It's really my Instagram. It's because really the D Matsunaga, somebody already copied. So I couldn't get it.
Oh.
And I tried everything. I tried Daniel Matsunaga, I tried Daniel K Matsunaga, Daniel Matsunaga 1, 2, 3 or whatever.
And everybody had
I can't have it. You know? So then my mom used to call me Dan in Brazil.
Yeah,
so,
Dan Dan.
Yeah, Dan Matsunaga already have it, so I had to put double Dan. Dan
Matsunaga.
Okay.
But do people actually really call you Dan Dan, like outside of
not
your mom?
Really,
bro. It's very suspenseful.
My sister calls me Dan. Dan
Dan. Dan.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's nice for a musical sort of thing kasi parang dun 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 dun.
Yeah. Sabi nga niya parang suspense.
Oh. Dun dun. Oh, pwede rin ano.
Andiyan na siya.
Dun 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 dun.
Andiyan na siya. Dun dun.
Right? It can work for anything.
And they're saying you're also like Daniel Machonaga.
Macho.
Macho.
You understand that?
Yes, yes.
I'm sure you've heard it a lot. I'm sure you've heard it a lot. You're like, ay, napaka-macho mo.
That's something that we are not called.
Ever. As much as we want to be called macho, no.
All right, so the top 10 words to win me back. Let's start off with that guy marked X. Hindi na ako kukuha ng fries mo pag kumakain tayo sa fast food.
Right.
Some people don't like sharing food.
Yeah, it's a pet peeve for a bunch of people. Like, they just don't want to share
like
food.
Joey
on Friends. I know this.
Why, Del?
Are you one of those people?
No.
She's not one of those people.
Oh, do you know anyone who doesn't
I
like
do.
Sharing their
you
food?
Do? You do? Especially
what kind of food are we talking about? Like, mga
American food.
Mga ribs.
Yeah. No, fries.
Burgers, fries.
There are guys who parang don't eat my fries. I'll buy for you. If you want it,
I'll buy you a large fries.
Just don't, just don't get from mine.
Instead of getting,
kuripot.
It's like
kuripot. You're pretty good at this. Diba? And also, okay, let's see here. Dying girl says, "Okay, fine, I'll marry you."
No.
Words to win me back.
Pero do you really want to hear that though?
Oh,
na parang
man.
Okay, fine. I'll
no,
marry
maybe
you.
That's why.
Right? You don't want to hear
no,
that.
No, parang siyang napipilitan.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you're fine.
Right.
I'll marry you. Parang no,
okay,
you can marry yourself.
Yeah.
Or I don't want for you to just settle. Na parang.
Right. I want you to want it.
To want to get married. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
That's how you should do it. And let's see here. Ellis Dominique says, kasi mga ano sila, they're like banana vendors. Banana stands.
Mm-hmm.
So yung customers,
inaano,
yung customer parang, you know, was saying, sige, hindi na ako titikim ng saging ng karibal mo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to taste the banana of your carnival.
Of your carnival?
Your carnival.
Your rival.
Your rival.
Your rival. Not carnival.
Your carnival. Also, let's see here. That guy marked X says, sige, hahayaan na kitang singhutin yung rugby sa garahe.
So, in other words, pwede ka na mag-addict.
Oo, pwede na. And also, let's see here. Coming from Kiko Monster. Promise, hindi na kita sasampalin ng malakas. Sabi ni Sherry Hill. Sa mga co-host.
Sa mga co-host niya.
And also, let's see here. Ilad Villanueva says, come back. We've been annulled.
Oh. Yeah, because for some people.
Yeah.
Because we don't have divorce here, so the closest we have is annulment.
And it doesn't really necessarily mean that, like, you wrecked somebody's home, like a happy home, because they could have already been separated, but just not legally.
Yeah, that's why you wait for them to, like, officially.
To get officially annul the marriage first.
And also, let's see here. J.L. Gonzalez says, promise, hindi ko na pakikialaman ang Twitter, Facebook, at inbox mo.
Oh, sometimes that's a deal breaker.
Let's ask Daniel. Do you think if your boyfriend, girlfriend, or boyfriend, boyfriend.
If you're in a relationship, or
girlfriend,
girlfriend,
or
boyfriend,
boyfriend.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, okay.
Do you think it's okay that that you know each other's, like, passwords?
I don't think you should go to that point in a relationship to you know, you need privacy also, right? In a relationship.
Or let's say,
you need trust.
Reading each other's
trust is very important to have trust. And then.
You can't break that.
Privacy is very important also, you know? So I don't think they should go into this kind of.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Would you ever give your password to someone you're so in love with? They never asked you.
Actually, I would, because, you know, there's nothing to hide. But.
Did you hear that? Del's ovaries just exploded.
I'm so romantic. Boom!
No, see, Daniel was saying, I'm so romantic. Prove it. No, but it's because
candy
talaga. No, but that's the thing. It's one thing to do it on your own,
right?
And
it's another to like, be forced.
To be forced.
The preparing their self ultimate.
If you love me, you have to give me your passwords.
Yeah,
and you don't need that. You don't need that relationship.
Yeah, right.
You can have it, but you don't need it.
That's nice.
And usually, it makes it more difficult to actually surrender your password when somebody's like forcing you to do it, because it
but
goes against.
But the more you go, you hate it. Yeah,
you don't want to give it.
Exactly. But if they don't ask for it,
or can you imagine? Let's say your girlfriend just gets your phone and then starts feeding.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, because some girls do that.
I say, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, it's okay. You know. I would just say, I can text you. If you want.
If you want.
You know, don't need to look at my text.
Exactly. Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 words to win me back comes from... Avria Chocolat.
She says...
Sige, hindi ko na bibilangin lahat ng binigay ko sa'yo.
Do you understand that?
I don't understand the second word.
Bibilangin.
To count.
Like you count.
You know
how some people count what they give?
Yeah.
Whenever they give you a gift, they always tally it in the back of their heads. Yeah.
And they feel like you owe them
something back.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I gave you this, I gave you that. Yeah. You know, that sort of thing.
That's bad.
Okay, so there you go. The top 10 words to win me back. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Words to Win Me Back. And of course, we will be joined this morning by our very, very special guest, Daniel Matsunaga.
If you have any questions for him,
yes,
you can just tag me and Gino.
Right. Yes.
For any questions for Daniel, I mean, don't be scared, okay?
No problem.
You can always say, I reserve the right not to answer.
Right.
That, you know, that
we're not going to force you to answer anything you don't know. Oh. We're going to force you to do stuff that you don't want to do. But we're not going to force you to, you know, answer questions.
Yes. All right, so go ahead. You can just tweet us.
Yeah, you can tweet us at Delamar Arias and at Gino Boy.
All right, it's all happening right here on The Morning Rush on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, a very special edition of The Morning Rush today with Daniel Matsunaga.
Yes.
How would you say it?
Yeah,
how do you say
your name?
Daniel Matsunaga.
Okay. Matsunaga. Pretty much
the same. It's like Daniel Matsunaga.
Matsunaga.
Matsunaga pwede.
I thought we had to be like...
Huwag kayong maingay.
What?
Sige, say it again, but look at me.
Mahal kita.
Nakakadalawa na si Den.
Si narinig niya
na. Si Chico wala pa.
You're not being fair to the co-host.
He feels that though. Parang he feels like a second class citizen, si Chico.
In his own show. Oh.
Parang it's like, I feel like an American in the Philippines.
Oy, ingat ka kaya.
Ay, naku, please.
Well, okay, fine.
I don't know.
No, because I thought you had to say it like very Japanese. Like,
I thought so
Matsunaga.
Too.
Arigato. Yeah.
Arigato.
Have you ever worn a kimono?
Yes, I did.
Sige nga, sample.
Actually, may dala kami dito.
We have one now here.
Now. Thanks.
It's a kimono.
Diba?
And what was that?
Why did you wear one?
Actually a costume party.
What is like a Brazilian? Like, okay, we all know, like...
Sorry, because the one time...
I was making sushi.
He was having fun making sushi. No, so he felt like he needed to wear a kimono.
The one time Gino wore a kimono, he tried it last Halloween. He looked like a geisha.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I looked...
Makeup.
No, I was supposed to be a samurai. And then like...
he ended up looking like a
friend of mine drew a bit of makeup on my face to like have like a goatee. But it ended up looking weird, so... But anyway.
No, because like, diba, if it's Japanese, you usually have to wear a kimono or a samurai costume. What about Brazil? Like, if you wanted to come as a Brazilian...
What's carnival?
Just don't wear anything. Just go there.
Just naked?
That's true.
Can we see the Brazilian...
Can we see the Brazilian national outfit?
It's a carnival, diba? Like, right. They really wear...
The big headdresses.
Really,
like,
small colorful. Faces. Yeah. Small
why
faces.
Do they call it the Brazilian?
The Brazil.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Do you actually have an idea? Like, with a Brazilian wax, right? That's what we're
why
talking about.
Why do they call it Brazilian?
Oh my god. I don't know.
He's like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
I'm not the Brazilian to ask.
Yeah. I'm Japanese right now.
Arigato.
I'm not Brazilian.
Do you consider yourself more a Brazilian, more a Japanese, or
Filipino? No,
Filipino. No.
Brazilian.
Yeah, Brazilian. Oh, like I said, what's that?
Brapinoy. Brapinoy na lang. Let's stick with Brapinoy, not the...
No, Pinasilian, di ba?
Pinasilian.
Yeah, that's what I know.
Pinas.
Pinasilian.
Pinasilian. Iba yung... Pilipinas and Brazilian. Pinasilian. And
I wouldn't say that on air.
What? Is there a brand of... Bra in Brazil?
Brazil.
And okay, we were just telling Daniel that we will have a wrap off
for him
in honor of Daniel Matsunaga. But later on, he's a little scared, and we said you should be.
we were asking him a while ago, like, he wakes up early to train.
Yeah.
What does your normal day look like?
Training.
Give us the
work,
time.
Work.
And the place.
Gym.
Time.
I do 2 hours of gym, 3 hours of training every day, plus work, plus I try to make time to go out with friends or my family.
Do you go out often?
That's a lie.
Do you go out on like a daily basis, like every night? Do you go out?
No.
Too much work and training.
What are the places training. That you hang out?
Wait,
I don't drink.
You don't drink?
Yeah, I don't drink
at all.
At all?
Yeah, imagine if I drink. The next morning I have to wake up.
Oh yeah, that's
five.
True.
Oh my god, no, but my coach will kill me.
What about weekends?
You don't have a holiday?
Wala. Holiday? No holiday.
Weekends,
wala. We have training
what
Saturday.
Do you do
even
for fun?
On weekends?
Yeah, Saturday,
what do you
Saturday.
Do for fun?
Oh, that's crazy.
For fun? Well, go out to friends, hang out,
diba
movies.
We're friends?
So will you go out to
movies?
Saan
gusto mo? Kahitsaan?
Oh, kahitsaan. And, like a...
Wait, so he says he wakes up at 5.
5 o'clock.
And then you're training at 6 until 9.
6 to 9, yes.
Training for soccer, right?
Yeah, soccer.
And then you still go to the gym for 2 hours.
Yeah, for 2 hours. But I try to make the gym at night. So I have a break at least.
Right.
You know. Right.
For your body to sort of like recuperate for a little bit.
Do you find that people crowd around you at the gym?
Or do they just stare at you?
Yeah, but it's okay.
So you can stare all you want.
Wait, but it's okay.
What's your gym?
Sometimes I even ask them, do you want me to teach you
something?
I bet they will say, yeah.
So you teach? Train? You train?
Sometimes
like, you know?
I help.
Like personal train?
A personal trainer?
Remember, personal Chico does not like going to the gym at all.
Yes, I do.
I'm such a gym rat.
I'm a gym rat. What are you talking about?
Oh, things have
I'm
changed.
I'm a gym rat. So, like, kunyari, if I wanted...
Boo.
No.
Boo, you Boo. Gym rat.
Like in muscles mo.
I'm interested in fitness.
In fitness.
So, if I wanted your body... If I wanted to have your body, how many hours should I be working out?
34.
34 hours.
That's more than club per day.
During your condition daw, mga 34 hours.
When will I eat my potato chips?
It takes time. If you do 2 hours a day, it's already fine. You know, it's enough.
2 hours?
Do you run? One and a half.
You run or you...
You can do running, the cardio muna, and then weights.
Have you always been a fitness person though? Like, I mean, ever since, you know, your childhood days, were you always like lifting weights already?
Yeah, since I was young, I do a lot of sports. But when I was younger, I was fat. There was a
really?
I was fat.
There's still hope.
Do you have a picture?
Yes, I do have a pizza. Oh. Right, not right now.
But. Wait, oh. Is it on your Instagram?
No.
Oh, man.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You were fat?
Yeah, I was fat.
Because I see you and wait, your sister. How, and you guys, it's as if fat does fat, not exist in your body.
What do you call us?
It's like you both like decided to be like, hey, you know what? For fun, let's get fit. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I guess for you, it is fun to be fit.
Yeah, it is. Because otherwise it's you wouldn't. Part of my entire thing already. It's part of my job. You know,
right.
I really have to, you know.
Yeah, because otherwise, yeah, for you, this is also work. But I bet you enjoy it.
Yeah, I do enjoy a lot. You know, I got used to it, and you know, football for me is one of the best thing ever.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm stressed, I just go.
That's the Brazilian
football,
in
that's
you.
That's it. Yeah.
Right. Do you swim?
Gym also. I do swim.
Okay, let's swim.
I knew it. He was just waiting. He's waiting to bounce.
No, that's the training that I like, swimming. So what? Like board shorts, swimming
trunks. He's aquatic kasi walks.
Let's go.
Denim pants.
Denim pants.
I'm swimming with pants on.
Jogging pants. Okay, so here we go. The top 10 words to win me back. Wow. Okay, so just a couple. Here we go. Let's just start off with R.D. Monteverhen. Words to win me back. Sabi mo dati you wanna grow old with me. Oh, hello, matanda ka na.
That's sad.
Ay, nako.
Yeah. Oscar De La Hoya says, promise, virgin na ulit ako.
Hey, but that can actually happen
it
now.
It can happen. Yeah.
Via reconstruction. Yeah.
Yeah, they can.
How come you know?
It's on... It's.
Have you been Googling it?
No. I saw it on a like a products and services list.
Why were you looking there?
Oh, yeah.
It's outside of a window.
Ah, okay.
How could you not see
it? You were researching. Also,
how can I get...
We don't know. Maybe you're hiding one and you just don't tell us.
Yes.
Kiko Monster says, okay, fine. I won't tickle you anymore. Because like see, Delamar doesn't like to be tickled. She gets angry.
I hate it. I super hate it.
See, Chico likes to be tickled.
All the time.
Every day. Even on his own, sometimes he tries to tickle himself.
It's not possible, huh?
It's not possible.
You can't tickle yourself. You can't.
But it doesn't stop him from trying.
Okay, you try it. Are you ticklish?
Yeah, I am.
Where?
Feet.
Where?
My feet.
Oh, we'll try, if you're ticklish. And also, let's see. Okay, and the entry. Oh, no, one more. Okay, that top.
What?
I can't make up my mind. And the top, words to win me back, comes from Leifi.
Leifi says,
come back to me. Promise, hindi na kita gagawan ng kanta. That's Taylor Swift.
It's a Taylor Swift
she
entry.
She always makes songs
for the exes.
For her exes.
Did you hear about what happened to her fan mail?
What?
Well, they found a bunch of fan mail unopened in the dumpster. Unread.
Yikes.
Oh.
And like from all over the world. So her fan mail was unopened.
Because usually the big celebrities, they have staff.
To read deal it. With it, yeah.
At least, you know, it gets to them.
Because I mean, obviously, they won't be able to read each and every single letter.
Obviously.
But at least they have somebody designated to read it for them and then maybe, like,
well,
I don't know,
it's
relay
just hard
it to them.
Because remember, she was one of those celebrities who really chats with her fan
with her
base.
Fans, yeah.
You know, she's
she's very personal.
Very personal. Mm-hmm. But, and then you hear something like this. And of course, you know, people are going to react.
And that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. Bad press. Yeah. Aww.
And
poor Taylor Swift. Come here. I'll comfort you.
We'll give you a hug. And so there you go. Okay, so a lot of... We'll post an epic pic with Daniel.
Yes, and you have to check out the epic pic today.
Because a lot of people were saying, like, okay, how does he look like today? What is he wearing? So, okay, we'll post a picture. And on our Facebook page, on the RX fake book.
Wala na.
Facebook.
He's so flustered.
Oh, yeah,
Chico.
It's okay. Take your time.
So, you know, I think, you know, they're all requesting that...
Shirtless shirt. Look, I'm just saying what everybody's thinking.
No, like how you shirtless. Look, they want how you look like when you're on the beach.
Okay. In the morning.
Diba you just came from Dakak?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he posted a picture.
Did you?
Dakak.
Yes.
Yeah,
Dakak.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Dakak, like the beach.
Dakak. Come on.
Oh my God.
The Pollock, you know? When I,
yes, we know.
That's what we mean.
We know.
That's not why. What else would we mean?
Oh, that's what
nothing.
We mean.
You didn't say anything.
Yeah, that's what
you said.
Did you enjoy? Did you enjoy Dakak?
It's a nice place.
It's a nice place.
Beautiful place.
Is it safe to assume that Daniel Matsunaga likes
in the
car?
Naku.
Patayako? No, okay, but we will.
We've got an epic pick and then an epic wrap off a little bit later on.
Right. That Daniel is a little hesitant about.
He's nervous about that. I bet nobody's ever done this for you.
Talaga.
We will be the first.
Never.
We're coming up with a song for you.
Just for you.
All right.
Okay, so if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag words to win me back.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Morning rush. Top 10.
Here we go.
No. Here we go. We might as well do it early so that we can replay.
Wait, can we at least let the nerves go away for a little bit?
How?
Well, let's talk to Daniel first.
Let's do breathing exercises.
Hey,
Daniel,
you said that you had a...
I have a question?
Yeah, Dell has a question for you.
No, because we have a listener who came over just to see you.
Okay.
But before coming into the booth, nag-retouch muna siya ng makeup.
Nagpa-makeup. Makeup muna siya.
So my question is, because I always ask my guy friends, okay, do you like girls with makeup or without?
Well, I would prefer a girl without makeup first.
Uh-huh. First.
So you really see what she looks like.
The real thing.
Right.
And then... Of course, with makeup, it's later on. Extra.
Do you like the boys with?
What do you prefer?
What do you prefer?
What do you prefer? Sagot ka.
The boys.
With makeup or without makeup?
Oh,
wait,
makeup.
Do you sing? Because we were about to do a rap off for you.
No, I don't sing.
Do you rap?
I think he does.
I just do mo shows lang.
You sing pala eh.
Pero during mall shows lang daw.
Yeah, mall shows.
Hey, somebody wanted us to congratulate you for the win.
Yeah.
Last night?
Yesterday.
Is that right?
Yes. We won against Pachanga FC.
Mm.
I play for Stallion Santa Lucia FC. We beat them 3-1.
Wow. 3-1. Your team is the current leader in the UFL?
Huh?
Your team is the current leader?
Yes. We have 6 wins, but then we are the second because of goal scoring.
I see.
Are you the team captain?
No.
No. Do you want to be the team captain?
Puede.
I have a sports question for you regarding football.
Okay.
How short are your shorts? It's a very
hanggang tuhod.
Very technical. That's a technical question.
How short are your shorts? From Planet Sports.
How short are your shorts?
From Planet Sports.
Hindi kasi diba, parang sometimes you cannot run properly.
Yeah, if it's
very
long.
Yes, tama. It cannot be as big as the basketball shorts.
Yeah.
Right.
They look
can't be as loose.
So do you have, did you bring shorts? So maybe we can see.
Pants lang.
He's like, pants lang. Magsuswimming tayo, pants lang.
Oh my gosh, are we doing it?
Come on, let's do it. Are we okay now? Are you ready, Daniel?
I'm ready.
The more appropriate question is, are we ready?
Oh my gosh.
All right.
All for Daniel.
All right, here we go.
All right.
I can't believe we didn't. This is the first time we're not practicing right before.
Oh,
we usually have like one practice.
Okay, well, we'll find out soon enough.
Whatever, let's just do it. Bite the bullet
and do it. This is for you, Daniel.
Yeah.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Yeah, it's a CDG epic wrap off. And we got Daniel Matsunaga on the show.
Yo.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna marry Daniel. I'm gonna be Mrs. Matsunaga. I'm dreaming, looking for Dandan. This is effing awesome.
Dandan on the show, we all ready to go. Chico's gonna faint, please don't file a complaint. Boom, that's the sound of Delamar's little ovaries. I think it's safe to say that she wants your babies. Chico's heart's been pounding like a running horse, only because it's you that he really adores. Man, you gotta thank God for the Brapanese. Love you, man. Kisses and hugs from us lovely ladies.
I say to you, Ohio, sa RX booth tumayo. Galing pa sa malayo, sana maging tayo. Take me to Brazil, you be Jack and I be Jill. Don't make me Echepuera in the land of capoeira. Come back to us, please, our favorite Japanese. You're one in a million, you wonderful Brazilian. Don't wanna be a naga, but I got my swagger. I wanna move like Jagger with Daniel Matsunaga.
You deserve a hug.
In a really long while.
I want a copy of that.
You got it, man. All
right. We're gonna have a replay of that.
Nice.
Woo. Oh, thank you. I'm so glad it's over. Can we do the top 10?
All right, okay, we can. Okay.
All right, let's
we're
do
done
it.
With that.
It's the morning rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part four.
What's going on?
What? Wow. Mons Radio, RX 93.
Did you like
one.
It? Did you really like
really
it?
Nice, really
Opo,
nice.
Opo, mili ka. Sino sa aming tatlo?
Sino sa aming tatlo? Did you really like it?
Yeah, really nice.
Show us how much you like it.
Group hug.
And it's such a safe way. Group hug.
Group hug.
And ito sa ako naman, pwede na yun.
Basta ako yung una.
Okay, so here we go. We've got our top 10 words to win me back. Thank you to Truly Citadel for suggesting this. From Ilad Villanueva, mahal na ulit kita.
Ulit.
I'd be scared. Yeah. If your love can go away like that, what makes me sure that it won't ever go away?
And para again, mamaya ulit din yung
Nawala na naman, ulit yung pag-ibig ko sa'yo, diba? Parang you don't want that.
Avria Chocolat says, sige han, promise, i-uninstall ko na yung Candy Crush. Do you play apps, Daniel?
Oh yeah, what's your favorite?
Are you addicted to any?
Yung Temple Run.
Temple Run.
But not so much.
Demon monkey. Ayan, no, nasa harap.
There's a demon monkey right beside you. And let me tell you, it's not me.
You better run.
People are just reacting to the epic wrap-off.
Really, did they like it?
They're just saying it's the best wrap-off to date. parang inspired daw tayo.
Inspired.
You know, we buckle. And sometimes we have to repeat it from the top.
Yeah.
Because one of us will
make a mistake.
We'll make a mistake. Yeah.
And we don't want to leave it at that. So we have to try it again until we get it perfect.
But this time around, we didn't even practice before.
Pero sabi nila, walang kupas ka daw, Chico. Walang kupas.
And
even Gino leveled up today. Grabe,
we try.
Inspired ka.
Inspired din ako.
Yo.
Ay, ingat ka, Daniel. Yeah. Yung dalawang yan. Ako lang ako lang ang okay dito.
Tingnan mo ito, pina-further yung agenda niya. Oh, kanina pa ito eh. Sabihin mo, mahal mo ako. Kanina ka pa. Nakakarami ka na, Delamar. Ha?
First word niya.
Right?
Masyado kayo pasimple. Ako lang ang walang balak kay Daniel.
Husus! Sino ba yung nagtatanong kung may dala siyang shorts?
Hello, technical nga siya eh. I just wanted to know, di ba like, kunyari, baseball players. You wanna see how big their bats are?
That's pretty standard. Yeah. Wait, I have a question.
The footballer's a boss. Yeah.
What the?
Wait. Did you bring them?
Oh my gosh. Ang labi talaga niya. He's so flirty.
Si Daniel nagsabi noon, he said, for such footballers.
A flirt. Wait, Daniel, so you're very sporty.
Yes, very sporty.
Does it mean that you would like to go out with someone who is sporty?
Yes, it would be good.
I love sports.
All sorts of sports. Sometimes,
some girls, they say, oh, you're changing, you're doing a favor, football first, then, right, then me or something.
Okay.
Like, you prefer football than me.
So you want somebody who can understand that, like, you know, it's not a choice that you make. It's just, you know, a balance of both.
Yeah. And, you know, that's
who's your athlete crush? Do you have an athlete crush?
Athlete crush, wala.
Oh, a DJ
so
crush.
Who's your crush in the booth?
A DJ crush.
Ikaw. Oy, na-hurt si Chico.
Oh.
Hindi.
He's crying inside.
He was facing Del, pero his eyes were to the side. He said, ikaw nakaharap sa'yo, pero yung eyes niya nakaharap.
Who's your celebrity crushes?
Celebrity crushes. He in the Philippines?
Sige.
One local, one local. Foreign.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your ultimate.
Alessandro Ambrosio.
Alessandro Ambrosio.
Yeah.
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 Yes, maganda, maganda.
Maganda ba?
Maganda nga.
You know, you sound Bisaya.
Bisaya.
Oh, you do. You sound Bisaya.
I know. Gihigugma ko kamo.
Taran. Wow.
Oh, I love you all.
What's that?
I love you. I love you all.
Maayong
buntag.
Buntag.
Yeah.
Kaninyong tanan.
Wow. Where'd you learn?
Going to.
Just go in the Cebu.
Yeah.
You say this to Gino. Maragul.
Maragul.
What's Maragul?
Ang.
Buldit.
Buldit.
Mo.
Mo.
What does that mean?
You have a big butt.
Ang buldit.
A big butt. You have a big butt.
Ah, but
a big butt.
You really want to do this?
Wait,
you really
local,
want to do
local.
This?
Local. Who's your local?
Local. Maraming maganda. Siguro sila Solene, Ann Curtis. Yun.
Sino yung?
My chismis mama.
Crush lang naman. Di ba Daniel walang sama sa crush?
Di ba?
Oh, sino yung crush mo na DJ to your left?
Na DJ?
Chino?
You bitch!
Talagang may sariling agenda lang. Actually, ako lang talaga yung pinakawala.
Oh, sorry. Ako, tumigil ka.
Oh, let's wakeboard sometime.
Do you wakeboard?
Yes, I do.
What other sports do you do apart from soccer?
Tennis.
I love tennis.
I swim a lot. I do a lot of running for Planet Sports.
Right. Are you a marathoner?
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
You've done 42K already.
42?
42 once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
a bit too crazy.
But I'm
21,
guessing,
21.
I since you play football, 21. Running is like second nature to you already.
Yeah. Actually, I do like 15K every day.
Wow. Oh, every day. Ako, I do 15 burgers.
Wait, do you consider yourself more of a long distance runner? A long distance runner or a sprinter? Like, are you the?
I prefer a sprinter. Yeah.
So mabilisan. Hindi pang matagalan na.
Ay nako, Daniel. See, what? You better be careful with
me. I'm just talking about running. You know, because I got it.
He got it.
Don't explain, bro. It's okay.
Us natural born sprinters kasi we're like that.
Whatever. Alright, so the top 10 words to win me back. Let's start off with mashed plutonium. Can we check in again? I want to become the mayor of your heart.
Oh, wow. Kala ko, saan kayo mag...
Saan
kayo mag check in?
Catnip Evergreen says, okay, fine. I'll take the blue pill.
Oh, I'll tumble down the rabbit hole. Huh? It's from The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Ah, that blue pill.
Okay.
ibang blue pill.
Iba yung blue pill, alam niya.
Maliot says, okay na, kahit hindi original Hermes bag, kahit class A, pwede na.
So kahit fake.
Kahit fake.
But you should never buy fakes.
No,
you should
never. Parang weird, parang I'll take you back if you give me what I want.
Yeah.
An item, it's...
So mukha kang pera, parang ganun.
Yeah. O mukha kang bag.
Tapos, mukha ka na kang pera, fake pa.
Fake pa, oh.
Mr. Blue Jay says, I'm an idiot. An idiot who is sorry and still in love with you.
Nah.
That's kind of sweet.
Ilad Villanueva says,
yeah, I know.
Balik ka na sa akin, Han. Promise, tatanggalin ko na lahat ng posters ni Daniel Matsunaga sa kwarto
ko. Oh nga pala, Daniel.
Thank you.
Hey, I keep seeing your standee.
Huh?
You're standy in the mall. So Chico wanted to take a picture when you're standy in the mall.
Who bad?
Daniel, don't encourage these thoughts.
In the mall.
Daniel,
too much.
Chico, it's
okay. if you insist. Mapilit tong si Daniel. Mapilit akong kausap.
Have there been reports of people stealing the standees?
I haven't heard yet.
Yung unang-una siya, ha?
Yung ba naman the first person that steals your standee?
You'll see me, yung mga shoplifters. Kapitularan.
Tapos yung standee yung hindi yung produkto.
DJ na aresto. Ninakaw ang standee ni Daniel.
Pero hawak pa rin dun sa mugshot. Ayaw bitawan.
And Dime Girl says, hindi na kita ipapasaloob. Kinuha na kita ng line mo.
Mm. So it's evolved into something bigger and better. Yeah. Yeah.
And Madison Camille says, the gay guy to his boy toy. Yoo-hoo, I just came back from Thailand.
Alam na.
Good news.
I've got a surprise.
I've got something
Tapos iba na, Chico goes on leave. Kasi he's going to, diba, sabi niya sa atin, Mald. Tapos pagpasok niya ng Monday, is it Monday you're coming back?
I think Tuesday. Or Wednesday.
Pagpasok niya, sabi niya sa iyo, Chino, Yoo-hoo!
Sumaitrip ako sa Bangkok. Yeah.
He's going to Maldives.
Oh, there.
Yeah. You wanna come?
Wala kang?
There's no, my work ago, sorry.
There's an extra bed.
Wait, where have you been? Like the most awesome destination?
Yeah.
Like you've been.
He's been to 25
countries already.
Been a lot.
Really? Yeah.
Like the most awesome travel destination.
I love Barcelona. I love Rio in Brazil. Mm-hmm. So many places. See. Depends.
What's the best beach?
Best beach here.
Dakak.
Siguro.
Dakak.
Here
talaga.
And also in Thailand.
Which one? No, which one here? Which beach here?
Palawan.
Oh,
yeah.
So you like the whole serene more than the party side of, because Boracay is more of like partying.
More of
then
party.
Palawan is more of nature. Also.
Oh, yeah.
My sister got married here, it was really,
that was really,
really
nice.
Really
nice. But there's no like beach. It's more of like
it's
a really nice resort.
It's like Santorini,
it's a really nice resort, yeah.
Where is your next destination?
Yeah, what date?
My next destination.
What date?
What airline? What date?
What hotel are you checking into?
And what's your cell phone number? What date on your vacation?
Oh
what
my
date?
God. The next destination would be siguro Japan. Yeah.
He's been to Japan.
Right. Japan or Korea.
Or Korea.
Ooh, I'm going to go to Korea. Sabi na tayo. Sumimple lang eh.
Kasi alam mo, sabi na tayo. Are you going to, where in Korea are you going?
Seoul.
So, can I make sabay with you para we are soulmates?
That's right.
Diba?
But okay, let's just say like...
Are you harassed, Daniel?
No. Do you feel harassed? Do you feel like...
A little bit.
I know. Do you still go home to Brazil every now and then?
Yeah, once a year.
You make it a point to go once a year.
Wait, you said Rio, but then you're not from Rio?
I'm from Brasilia, the capital. There's no beach in Brazil.
So for you, going to Rio is like traveling?
Yeah, 2 hours by plane.
Oh, wow.
I have a question. Do you look more like your dad or your mom?
They say I look more like my mom, but I have a color of my dad.
So your dad is
my eyes is from my dad.
From your dad, yeah. You look Japanese, very Japanese. Yeah.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Mr. Matsunaga.
Exactly. Oh, Mr. Matsunaga.
Who else would it be?
Yeah. Wait, what's your mom's last name?
Silva.
Silva.
But like how do you Anderson say? Silva.
Silva.
Yeah, Anderson. Silva. Like Anderson Silva. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Okay. Did you ever get into like MMA?
I tried. I used to do a lot of Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu before. And then I did, MMA in Thailand, Hong Kong, and here.
Oh, wow. So you practice Jiu-Jitsu. That involves a lot of like grappling on the ground with other men.
With other men.
With other men. With it, girls too. No problem.
Me, I do karate.
But if you weren't in sports, if you weren't into this whole fitness thing, what would you be doing?
I would be, doing what I like to do. Biology, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or, I love animals. I love...
Yeah, yeah.
Ayan, Chico. He's a monk.
And I'm classic.
I love it. Did you ever think of, because I've always wanted to be a vet.
A vet?
Yeah, did you ever think of, being a vet?
Kasi vet kita.
good one.
It's a good one. No, but like, right? Because I have like five dogs and three cats. You know, I love animals. So, did you ever think of like working with animals?
Oh, yes. Actually, I have 10 dogs here.
10 dogs?
10 Alaska Malamutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The big ones.
10 of them?
Yeah. We have 10 dogs, 3 birds, 1 parrot, 1 fish.
It's wow. It's a zoo in your house. But you have 10 Alaskan Malamutes. How do you take care of all of them?
We have a house in Tagaytay also.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah,
we
Chico.
Have to take care of them also.
Oh, there's a picture. Oh, my goodness. That's huge. Yeah. I sorry. That's what she said.
Do you have a favorite? You know, I know, like, you know, like with parents, you don't want to admit that you have a favorite among your children. But do you have a favorite among your dogs?
Yes, I do. I love Simba. It's the white one that
the
we have.
One.
Yeah, we brought all the way from the U.S. and he's great.
That's why they're Dennis from.
No. Wait, why do you like Simba? Why do you like him more?
Because he's the beautiful. Son of Mufasa.
Yeah, it's a beautiful dog. You should see. He's
is he malambing?
Huge, malambing. Yeah, intelligent.
Yan ang hinahanap ko sa lalaki. Huge, big, intelligent. At saka maputi. Maputi
huge
si Simba.
Also. Saka talagang kailangan kasama yung huge oh. Dun eh.
Hindi, yung huge heart eh.
Huge heart eh.
Malaki puso.
Puso. Okay, so last two?
Yeah.
Okay, Jay Ryan says, words to win me back. On a night like this, there is always that one person you're looking for. Diba, like those cold lonely nights.
Those cold lonely
there's
nights.
Usually one person that comes to mind.
If you're not with somebody currently.
Lady Antebellum.
Oh yeah.
Need you now.
Need you now.
Like usually like at around like 1 in the morning.
So mga anong oras yun sa'yo? Saka nasan ka?
Tandaan mo kami.
And the top. Words to win me back comes from Sebastian.
Sebastian says,
hindi man ako kasing macho ni Thor, I have a bigger hammer. More powerful, more thunder.
I might not be as strong, but I have a great weapon.
Exactly.
Oh, diba?
Diba?
A big, powerful hammer.
Exactly. Especially for carpenters, diba?
Oh.
You're like, I have a bigger tool than yours.
Yes. Pukpuk lang ng pukpuk, diba?
Exactly. So, the top 10 words to win me back. Just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Words to Win Me Back on a very special edition of The Morning Rush with Mr. Daniel Matsunaga.
All right, we have 45 minutes left with him.
Yes.
So any more questions for Daniel, please tag at Gino Boy or at Delamar Arias and we will make sure that your question gets asked today, all right?
And of course, you can check out the epic pic on Facebook. That's facebook.com/RX931 if you want to see today's epic pic. The caption is... Where was that?
Yeah, what is our caption? There you go. Kanin na lang ang kulang. Busog na sa ulang.
Hey, it rhymes. Talaga. I know. And then,
plus,
of course, later on,
Daniel,
we'll get the...
Yeah, Daniel has stuff that he brought for us. So please follow us on Twitter.
All right.
And we'll tell you how to get your hands on those goodies.
All right.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, 9:15 on the clock. Hey, can we be FBFs? You mean BFFs, right? I mean FBFs, like Facebook friends. Oh.
Shout it!
Feeling left out? Don't be. Facebook.com/RX931.
Hottest on radio. Hottest on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, special edition of The Morning Rush with Mr. Daniel Matsunaga.
Yes.
Again, thank you very much for joining us. And you have to leave soon.
Thank you.
We have one final batch with you. And so we've got our top 10.
Yes.
Or are we doing a...
Well, I'm just looking for the replay. There we go.
There. I think we should do the replay first.
Because we also want Daniel to listen to it.
I know.
Just one last time.
All right.
Here we go. Loading it up. Okay. I think we got it. Let's play this one.
Yeah, it's a CDG epic rap off. And we got Daniel Matsunaga on the show.
Yo.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
gonna be Mrs. Matsunaga. I'm dreaming, looking for Dandan. This is effing awesome.
Dandan on the show, we all ready to go. Chico's gonna faint, please don't file a complaint. Boom, that's the sound of Delamar's little ovaries. I think it's safe to say that she wants your babies. Chico's heart's been pounded like a running horse, only because it's you that he really adores. Man, you gotta thank God for the Brapanese. Love you, man. Kisses and hugs from us lovely ladies.
Wow.
I say to you, Ohio, sa RX booth tumayo. Galing pa sa malayo, sana maging tayo. Take me to Brazil, you be Jack and I be Jill. Don't make me Echepuera in the land of capoeira. Come back to us, please, our favorite Japanese. You're one in a million, you wonderful Brazilian. Don't wanna be a naga, but I got my swagger. I wanna move like Jagger with Daniel Matsunaga.
Inspired.
Inspired. All right. Well, you know, Daniel has to go. He has a lot of things to do. He has to still work out.
Marami salamat.
We want to present you. I know. Chico, do us the honors. Gift.
We have a book.
Wow.
And this is actually our second book already. So we would like to present you with
Thank you.
The best of Chico, Delamar, and Gino's The Morning Rush Top 10 Book 2.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it.
When you're not, you know, when you need a pick-me-upper, you know, when you're kind of feeling low.
When you're tired after training, when you feel out, down and out.
Or just, you
down
know.
Yeah.
Down and out.
Oh, you don't have to feel down and out.
You know, just if you're not, you know, it's a very light.
If you're down and out, I understand. Yes.
Pag na-miss mo kaming tatlo.
Oh, pag na-miss mo kami.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you very much.
And thank you for joining us. And
hopefully you can come back again sometime.
Yeah, I'll come back soon.
I know,
soon,
you should, you should. Kunyari yung fresh from practice. Ganun.
With short shorts.
Yung medyo pawis ka pa.
You might wanna come over. You know, you're always welcome.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
And thank you. We know you've been crazy busy.
Yeah.
You know, you have a personal regimen of, you know, training.
At least 5 to 6 hours of fitness
in
a day.
with all your gigs. Thank you for spending a couple of hours.
But, you know, that's why he looks the way he does.
We look the way we do.
Hey, special thanks to Wani.
I know.
Thank you,
Planet Sports for helping us out.
Thank you, Planet Sports.
All right, so it's hard to say goodbye. Yeah.
Don't cry.
I'll be back.
It's hard to say goodbye. Yeah.
I know.
Okay, so thank you very much. A big hand for Mr. Daniel.
Salamat.
How do you say thank you in Brazil? In
Portuguese? Obrigado.
Obrigado.
Parang girls say obrigada.
Obrigada.
Obrigada. Obrigado.
Obrigada.
Obrigada.
Not you, bro.
He's a real girl.
Obrigado. Right, yeah, so but obrigado,
thank you.
Daniel.
No, obrigado.
And thank you, because this was so spur of the moment.
Yeah,
the
so big fun. Really yeah. fun. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Thank you. All right. So we shall hopefully see Daniel again. And we will continue with our top 10.
Yes.
A little later on.
A little later on. I'll play a song.
Okay.
So that we can properly say goodbye.
Yes.
Wait, properly say goodbye.
I want a copy of the rap, huh?
Goodbye.
Don't forget.
Yes,
we'll tag you on Twitter.
I will. No. I will deliver the MP3 to your house.
Now tell me where you live.
I will deliver it to your house.
May aso ako, ha?
Sampo.
I love dogs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you once again.
It's Chico. It's Delamar. And it's Gino. On the morning. Delamar is 93.1. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Can't we just thank everybody? Because, you know, even though, you know, we hardly did the top 10 because of our special guest, it's still the number 2 trending topic in the Philippines.
You know,
for the entire show, it was either number 1 or number 2. So thank you, thank you.
I really like this topic because I think every one of us would have that fantasy.
Yeah.
That whoever rejected you would want you back.
Would want you back.
Not that we're saying that we want to get them back.
And what will it take?
No.
It's more of like you just want the satisfaction of hearing it.
That's the nice thing about it. Because what will it take to actually have you back? Or to have somebody come back to you?
It's like them saying they were wrong.
Diba? Yeah. I know. All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. Thank you to Truly Citadel for suggesting this.
Hey, quick hello to all the SG Rushers and a happy, happy birthday to Alan Haggard Hagrid.
Hey!
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday.
And advance happy birthday to Juani.
Yes.
Advance happy birthday. And thank you.
Thank you, Juani.
You know, he moved heaven and earth for today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And also, quick hello to Lane Lomano, future lawyer. Hello, Lane.
Also, advance happy birthday to Juani tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Ito pala, si Vince pala, apparently, our Vince,
yeah,
used to train with Daniel Matsunaga for MMA.
Nox.
Tapos hindi man lang sinolo. Swapang.
Sinolo.
Swapang mo.
Kasi alam mo, like the Juani, you just made three girls very happy.
Three lovely ladies.
Three lovely ladies. All right, so the top 10 words to win me back. Let's start off with Pamela Awesome. Han, ipaprioritize na kita. Cool off muna kami nung isa.
That's a thing.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, to make you come back.
Diba? And also, Kim Ramos. Something very similar. Sige, payag na ako na kaming dalawa. Ay. Ako ayoko yan.
Oh, that's like that. No way. I'd rather be alone.
Yeah. Ako, better none than the one of two.
Why would you need that? Like, every time they come back from the other one,
I can.
You're always thinking, or they're not with you, parang, what are they doing?
At saka ako parang, I'd rather handle the pain of not having anyone than have to handle the pain of being celos with somebody.
No.
Being jealous, yeah.
I don't
then
like
being
that.
Jealous.
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 Or celus.
Celus of celus. Someone.
Lock on Strata says, okay, fine. Hindi na lang si Bello ang magta-touch sa akin. Pwedeng ikaw na rin. Yeah.
What was Del?
Any comment
on this?
And also, okay, let's see here. Agent says, I don't care if you hurt me, because I'll let you.
Jesus.
Iba lang ang peg.
No, right? Parang ano? Parang 50 Shades of Grey.
Yon, ganun. Mad Matt Mark says, promise, hindi na ako magdadala ng alam. From Mad Matt Mark.
Pero may balak pa rin.
Mm-mm. May balak pa rin.
Wala lang alak.
So, mas pure yung intentions.
Hindi, okay lang naman magbalak ka basta, kasi yung alak, unfair advantage.
Yeah.
They don't have pero kung umuon naman sila in the first place, kasalanan nila.
Hindi, umuon sila sa alak, not sa balak.
Yeah, hindi, pero you should know for a fact na parang usually with alcohol comes something else.
Oh, well, yeah. Unika Maldita says, nakaluto na ako ng, ano to, husband to, nakaluto na ako ng tanghalian, nakasampay na rin ng labada, umuwi ka na, tama na ang chismis. Kamisan yung mga na, pupunta sa tindahan, tapos they make chismis the whole day. Tinapos ko na. Mr. Maria says, message niyo daw to for me. Hindi na po siya tatawid. Ibalik niyo na po si Chico Garcia sa RX.
That sounds kind of right.
Diba? That sounds kind of right. And also, let's see here. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 words to win me back comes from Mad Mutt Mark.
Mad Mutt Mark says.
Mad Mutt Mark.
A caddy to a pro golfer.
Okay.
I promise, sir, to always wash your balls from now on.
Right.
Because that's really a problem. Ha, dirty, yun, dirty golf balls.
Madumi yung balls. Ay, nako.
Ako, ang sanay ako yung pinupulbuhan yung balls. Yung sa ano bowling. Di ba you put powder? Para, kasi...
Yeah, para madulas.
Dumidikit siya eh.
Oo. Kasi minsan masikip yung butas.
Sweaty hands, ah. Well, can be...
Pero I think golf balls are worse. There's sand, there's mud.
There's dimples.
So it gets caught. The soil goes into the dimples. Right.
That's why you have the air thing also. Like, it dries your hand.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
So it blows on your hand. Tapos also, there's the powder. That's for bowling.
Lotion mala.
Bakit ka maglo-lotion sa
bowling? Para soft ang skin mo.
Para soft yung skin mo. Tapos lubricated. Yung
ganon.
Yung hole ng bowling ball.
So there you go. One final batch of the top 10 words to win me back. Kung kahapon ako, kayo naman si Gino. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag words to win me back.
Hey, let's say what's up to Iggy Guerrero.
Hey,
what's up, Iggy? He goes, Daniel Rapoff, sweet. Hindi ko lang alam kung yung wrap-off o si Daniel yung sweet para sa kanya.
Thank you, thank you.
I forgot to say this every hour because I really wanted to thank this lady from SM Department Store.
Yeah.
To Miss Verlin Diaz. I wasn't able to thank you personally for helping me out yesterday, but thank you so much.
And also, a quick hello to Eric, John King, and the rest of the people over at Bench are all tuned in. Saying hello to Michelle Sim and Rachel Malinaw. And they're like, makeuping in the car
because
they're all stressed out because you know that Liam Hemsworth here.
Yes.
Right. Oh my god.
Rumored to have broken up.
What?
With
Mali?
With Mali Cyrus.
Yeehaw. Can we have one last later? Right before we leave. Last we play.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, sure. All right. So that's it. We'll have one more half batch.
Yes.
Right before we close the show. But Gino, I think you got to take over for this one.
All right. We have somebody on
the line. Z-Line, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Gilbert.
Gilbert, why are you calling us?
No, we called him.
Okay, why are we calling you?
Do you know why we're calling you?
Maybe.
Do you have an idea?
What do you think?
Farmaton.
You are the winner.
Congratulations.
Unstoppable helicopter ride. Bravo.
Congratulations, man. I'm going to see you there. Okay, basically, just to reiterate what it is that you just won for yourself, this is, of course, the grand prize. You get to experience a helicopter ride with two of your friends. May friends ka na bang ready, Gilbert?
Ready na.
Kasi kung wala, pwede naman si Chico tsaka si Del.
Pwede kami, ha? Uh-huh. Pwede kami.
Magaan lang sila pareho. So, pwede mo silang isama. But aside from that, you know, together with, we're gonna be going to Subic. Of course, without the hassle of traffic. We're gonna have lunch at Camana Sanctuary Spa and Resort. And then, we're gonna watch a spectacular dolphin show at Ocean Adventure. Then after that, we go back to the city, land at the Intercontinental Hotel, and then you will go on a shopping spree at Glorieta with 10,000 peso shopping money.
Wow.
That's on March 23. Hey, congratulations, man. And, well, how does it feel to win the Farmaton Unstoppable Helicopter Ride promo?
Excited, brother.
So, are you ready to be unstoppable?
Yeah, ready.
But if you also want to be unstoppable, take Farmaton so you can have healthy energy that lasts.
Hey, Gilbert. Ready ka na, Gilbert?
Ready.
Okay, bye.
Tayo'y
mga Pinoy, tayo'y hindi kano. Huwag kang mahihiya kung ang ilong mo ay
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Well, ang dami nagko-comment na, well, natutuwa daw sila na sa kalandian ko. What are you talking about?
Oh my God, you are so... This is...
Grabe. This is the most lande.
What are you talking about?
At least on air. Kasi in person, iba pa.
Never.
Dapat pala pinainom natin siya.
I know.
Oh my God. It would have been so much more interesting.
What was he drinking that fateful night?
Jaeger bombs.
No.
Wait, Jaeger bombs and no. Then...
It was specially prepared.
It was specially prepared for me.
May humahawak na ng microphone ni Daniel Matsunaga.
The literal microphone.
Wag, guys. Natutuyo yung laway.
Ay, nako, grabe.
No, you know what? He's such a nice person.
Super nice,
no? To be around. He's such a
sweetheart.
No, good energy, you know?
Sobra.
Because not all good-looking people have energy that's, you know, very welcoming.
Yeah, they're
welcoming.
Not as positive as we are.
As so sweet. What?
No, but it's really... So once again, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan, talaga. Remember, it's just his mom who calls me that.
Hindi natin siya napapili.
I know.
Hindi, pero feeling ko, he would have picked Del.
Oo, kasi nakadalawang I love you siya sa akin eh.
Hindi, mahal kita.
Tapos,
iba yun.
Merong beso.
Ha?
Nagbeso sa'yo?
Ba't di ko nakita yun?
Ang daya.
Oo, nagbeso siya. Napicturean niyo ba?
Talaga na picture.
Picture niyo ba?
Para may proof.
Para may proof.
Dadaanin ko sa wakeboarding yan. May common interest kami.
Kami rin. Dadaanin ko sa dog stuff.
Dog stuff.
Sa dog stuff.
So yung style mo. Yung style mo, ganun.
Oh my gosh, may picture kami.
Meron talaga. Tingin.
Actually, beso lang.
Patingin. Pero parang puro buhok ka.
Hindi, tsaka parang hindi masyadong masaya yung itsura niya na parang...
Hindi. Feeling ko ako yan parang mas...
Napaka-hater natin parang dalawa.
Parang mga. Feeling ko ako yan parang mga.
Alam niyo,
hater natin.
Parang hindi siya nag-e-enjoy.
Oo.
Whatever. Jealous bitches
si
out here.
Si Delamar lang to eh. Kung wala lang sana yung ibang tao, he would have...
Ako feeling ko. Feeling ko talaga.
Alam mo, JB kayo.
Anong JB?
Jealous bitches.
Okay, fine.
Ay, nako. But and, thank you. And don't, thank guys, you, don't forget to check out the epic pic. It's on Facebook.com.
Yes, I know. It's still there.
/RX931. Also,
wow, no?
Advance happy birthday. Advance happy birthday to Juani.
Yes, advance happy
weird
birthday.
Wapo, no?
Hindi, totoo. Tinan nyo. Look at the epic pic.
Ulam talaga siya.
As in. Diba? As in.
Kanin na lang talaga kulang eh.
Ha?
Kanin na lang kulang.
Yang Chow pwede. Ang takaw talaga.
Takaw talaga.
Pwede Yang Chow. Ang sarap nun eh.
Oh my gosh.
Or ano, salted parang, fish.
Oh my gosh, that's what I want.
What? Salted fish fried rice?
I want. Let's eat. Can we eat?
Salted fish fried
rice.
Please,
can we eat?
Dapat niya, inaya natin si Daniel.
Fran is here! She missed Daniel!
Hey!
I hate Gino!
What?
Why?
I hate Gino. He kept Daniel all to himself.
Wait.
Of course, it was Chico that kept him off.
Chico,
all
you kept me. I know. No, actually, it was you.
Not me. It's Gino.
You remember when we met him? That same night.
Let's not talk about that, that's Mike.
Ay, ito ba yung Lindsay Lohan night?
Yes. The Lilo night.
He was there.
We met him the same night. You've been plotting this
sobrang
all
since
along.
All along.
I knew it.
Pero, call him a bitch.
Pero,
you,
okay,
bitch.
No. You don't need to kasi heartbroken yan. Kasi dalawang mahal kita kay Del na punta, hindi kay Chico.
With a beso.
No. Pero she tricked him.
I did not.
She's a trickster temptress.
Pero whatever, every time tumatawa siya, he would look at me.
Guys,
feeling in the running.
I know, whatever.
Whatever. He was holding my shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you gonna start kissing the microphone?
Actually, not.
That was his mic.
No, I doesn't have my face on.
Fran, iba dating.
That's what I was thinking.
Please don't, Fran.
He's so tender.
Oh my god. Pero grabe. Okay, really? So I took a picture with him. Oh, solo kami. So my left
Fran,
arm.
Sige, go.
This is a deep V.
My left arm was on his chest.
Hmm.
Oh hard
god.
Rock.
Oh my
actually,
god.
Actually, my shoulder was...
I'm so hot right now.
My shoulder was on his pectoral. Parang medyo, alam mo yung parang feeling ko may cave formation.
Yeah, oh, really, seriously, ko. No joke.
Oh my god.
Alam mo yun, yung parang it's so sinewy.
Wow.
It sometimes reminds me of my body nga eh.
Ako nga,
in your dreams.
Ako nga hinag ko siya. Parang hinahag ko lang yung oblation.
Statue, rock hard.
Kasi nung sudyante pa ako sa UP.
Oh my golly gulay, look at this Delamar.
Can I see? We were waiting for you.
You know why? Because Gino did not tell me. You know, if Nicole Hernandez guested on my show,
don't tell him.
No, this is my thought process this morning when I saw the tweet.
Yeah.
So I go, wow, if Nicole Hernandez had guested on my show, Gino would be the first person I would text.
Hey, I didn't.
Alam mo, he's a bad friend.
I know.
Alam mo kasi, ang dami mong crush, ang hirap to keep track.
Teka, we have to bring up a very important point.
What?
You know what really makes this really, really sad? Kasi, if you were here and you met Daniel Matsunaga, he will really like your shirt.
I know. That is why I wore this shirt today.
Kasi nakaka-distress.
Ako rin eh. Kanina pa ako nakatingin na parang,
parang na-offend ako. Parang mag-epic-pick tayo. Isa pa. Na kanina pa ako nadidistract eh.
Matching lang ako kay Daniel kasi he has a deep V.
Grabe,
so that was my deep.
Right.
Hindi eh.
Deep U yung sa'yo eh. Fran, really.
Sorry.
Fran, ano sila? Abuso stop. Sila.
Stop laughing. It's abuso. Moving. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop moving up and down.
These two are always. You know, they're the victims of my annoy.
Oh, Fran, from now on, we will call you Jiggly Caliente.
We're victims of your ample bosom.
They are.
Bigla ako na uuhaw eh.
Sakto, latte pa naman yung inom ko.
Cookies!
I've got
cookies.
Some cookies for this.
Kakain pa naman ako ng cereals today. Can you imagine if Daniel saw them?
Exactly, that's why I have some cookies in my bag. Sabi ko, Daniel, here's some cookies. You want some milk?
You want some milk to go along with those cookies?
Grabe! I'm telling you, hindi na makaka-football yun naman. It would have been the perfect gift.
Sa ganyan eh.
No?
Ay, sorry.
Grabe.
Oh my God, grabe.
Friend,
sayang.
I think they're going downstairs to eat.
Where? Goodbye, Rico.
Rico's gonna do the show alone.
Okay, bye bye. I will leave you.
Sabi ni Danya, nakakatakot bumalik.
Ayoko na. It's like a jungle in there.
Para siya nag-dip in a pool of piranha.
Para siya zebra, tapos puro tayo mga leon.
Leon?
Leon? Ano ba? Lion? Leon?
Mga leon.
Kasi pagdakita
natin siya. But I didn't hear the epic wrap-off. Did you replay it na?
We're gonna replay it.
Okay, let's replay it.
Let's replay it. Friend, listen to it.
Wait. Let's just say goodbye.
Here, headphones niya to.
Headphones niya.
Ginamit niya to.
His hotness broke it.
Di ba?
It doesn't work. I don't know what's going on.
Hindi niya kinaya yung ulo ni Daniel Matsuyama.
That's what she said. Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay, we're not
alam mo, every time na lang matatapos yung show, parang katapusan ng career ni Chico.
I just put up a license, Chico.
All right, I'm ready. Okay, we'll leave things this way.
Okay.
On a high note today.
So,
so enjoy your weekend. And hey, before we leave, please catch
tomorrow?
The book signing tomorrow.
Yes,
please. Please,
yeah.
The final signing.
I refuse. I go on strike. I'm not going to host that.
Pupunta daw siya.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll leave you in the able hands of Rico Robles and Francesca. See you on Monday.
Bye. Bye.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
Yeah, yeah. It's a CDG epic wrap off. And we got Daniel Matsunaga on the show.
Yo.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
I'm gonna marry Daniel. I'm gonna be Mrs. Matsunaga. I'm dreaming, looking for Danden. This is effing awesome.
Danden on the show, we all ready to go. Chico's gonna faint, please don't file a complaint. Boom, that's the sound of Delamar's little ovaries. I think it's safe to say that she wants your babies. Chico's heart's been pounding like a running horse, only because it's you that he really adores. Man, you gotta thank God for the Brapanese. Love you, man. Kisses and hugs from us lovely ladies.
I say to you, Ohio, sa RX booth tumayo. Galing pa sa malayo, sana maging tayo. Take me to Brazil, you be Jack and I be Jill. Don't make me Echepuera in the land of capoeira. Come back to us, please, our favorite Rapanese. You're one in a million, you wonderful Brazilian. Don't wanna be a naga, but I got my swagger. I wanna move like Jagger with Daniel Matsunaga.
You deserve a hug.